Hey.
What's the hap, all you cool cats and kittens?
Oh my god, no.
Ooh,
that wasn't the way. She for sure, I don't think we've mentioned it, but she for sure killed her husband.
I think we have, but yeah, no, she like for sure did.
We are wholeheartedly behind that movement.
Oh god. Yo, you made it to the weekend. I mean,
we did.
This was a rough week. Let's go. We did it. We got here. We're gonna be playing some Smash. We're gonna be chilling with your boys.
It was a bit of an interesting week. So I'm finally back in Austin.
I know, which is really cool. That was very much a surprise to me.
Yeah, I came back on Sunday and immediately I was telling you guys because I was struggling all week and Elijah even heard it in my voice. Allergies, like a freaking freight train, just came for me and destroyed my face. Like my nose, pressure all up in my nose, pressure right here in like the front side of my head.
Ugh.
My throat was a little sore, but then I started taking Claritin. You know, I'm good now. Claritin, sponsor your boy. I'm good now. Been taking Claritin. I feel a lot better. First day back at the gym this morning, so that was kind of nice. And also, I'm starting to look for my new kickboxing and jiu-jitsu gym. So I'm starting to try to get that sorted out.
Nice.
All right.
Training.
Yeah, I can't stand sinus pressure. Like, that's like, I can deal with allergies. I can't deal with sinus pressure. That's like the worst.
It's a different beast, dude. You legit feel like your head is going to explode.
Feel like your eye sockets are going to pop out.
Like
you can't breathe through your nose. So it's like,
yeah,
it just feels like your body's trying to suffocate you.
You turn into like a mouth breather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, not breathing is.
That's my god.
Ew.
It's bad.
Yeah. Let's not mouth breathe on stream. Let's do a mouth breathe ASMR one day, but
we can. Yeah.
That's not.
I don't think there's any way you can make mouth breathing sound soothing though. It just always sounds like it's someone like a murderer, like a serial killer behind you. There's nothing pleasant about that.
Oh god.
Yeah, I think William Casey was a mouth breather, right?
I don't even know who that is. Yeah.
William Grace Casey was like the clown guy, and he ate people.
Oh.
What?
Gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know these things.
I gotta watch. What's
you gotta name? Watch more true crime on Netflix.
You guys watch that? You guys watch that? What's it? It's not Infographics, is it? It's like, oh no, it's
InfoWars.
Biographics. On YouTube, he does a bunch of.
I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah, I need to find the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
that guy,
William H. Gracie or something like that. William Gracie.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's pretty effed up because he was a clown and he killed kids and ate them.
No.
Jeez. Oh shoot.
Our arena got shut down in Smash. It's okay. I got this.
But I'm back in Austin. How about y'all's week? How's everything going?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty chill.
Odin looks like a freaking mop, man.
He does, yeah.
Emily showed me a picture of him on the floor, and he just looks like a rug.
Yeah. he's like an angry Muppet at this point.
You just said, where's Odin in this picture? I see a rug. I don't see Odin.
Yeah. He's 1 year old. He looks like it's legit an old man, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, really old.
I'm trying to get him to look more regal, and he will. But yeah, no, he's going to get his haircut next week before we go down.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You remember that time I was holding Archie and you walked in with a loaf of bread? When I see Odin, I'm going to walk in with just a black rug and hold it. See how you like it.
I'll take that.
Definitely reminded me that y'all reference Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Archie, like calling him like Cheddar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the corgi from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, shout out to that corgi.
Who steals things. The belt. All I remember is like the prank things that they have.
Yeah. The Halloween heist.
Yeah, there it is. Halloween heist.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so.
I was thinking the other day. So we're doing Mario. We're doing a Mario challenge right now. Which is.
I'm the cool Mario.
Sight purple is the best.
I'm the freest Mario of them all. So.
Oh, Elijah, I thought you were purple, so I wanted to go the same color as you to confuse you.
I went purple. Is his head? His hat's purple.
Oh god, this is so confusing already.
Ow. All right, Chris. I don't even know how to play Mario. Who is so, this guy?
I was thinking
Nintendo. Ah.
Nintendo. I was actually thinking I miss doing like the whole da-da-da-da-da, like while y'all are watching, because I would come home and y'all would just be like da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, dude,
yeah,
I haven't done that in years. And then I was also thinking the other day, I haven't done. Are you finished with the oven? Are you done with the oven?
You done with the oven? Yeah.
I haven't done that crap in forever. Because Elijah used to leave the oven.
Whoa! That was just rude. Well, the whole oven thing is, saving it, you know, to be turned on for later. Yeah, just in case, you know? Like, if I want to make an extra set of mozz sticks, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I'm sure, you know, you were... You're like optimistic, like maybe I'll be hungry again, you know?
Exactly.
Or maybe somebody else needs it after me, and it's
exactly
reset to,
you know, someone's trying to bake some chicken or something. Oh.
Nah, but then he'd leave it on and it'd be like, running, like moving on, like watching something or having a good time, and I just walk into the kitchen. I'm just like, you know what the oven, bro?
Hey, stop it!
Hey.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Isn't that like an insta-kill, though? Can't that like be like an insta-kill? Or is that just Luigi?
Oh, jeez. No. Yeah, it's insta-kill with Luigi. Ow, that was actually a really great move.
Ow, sugar plums.
Still haven't died yet, though.
Alright, well, everyone gang up on him.
Then avoiding him. I was gonna say, I don't think fireball could be a kill move, but if we do like Mario challenge fireball only,
that would take a long time.
That would just take forever. It wouldn't even kill. We just...
Oh, have y'all been keeping up with the NFL at all?
Oh yeah.
So did you guys see finally Deshaun Watson requested a trade out of Houston? He finally requested it. Yeah.
Like, okay, so my thoughts on that are this. So, like Cal McNair's been effing up, like, lately, like, as the owner and CEO of this thing, and he's not doing a very good job of it. And, like, he the way it's set up now, it's, like, typically people, like, get mad at whenever an athlete leaves the team. Like, everyone got mad at James for going to Miami and then going back to Cleveland and then going to LA. Mm-hmm. People got mad at Harden for wanting out of Houston. Yeah. You know, Kawhi Leonard with the Spurs and that really awkward ordeal. It kind of reminds me of the situation where John Elway was going to play baseball if he wasn't drafted by like certain teams.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. 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 Like he threatened to withdraw from the draft if he was drafted by, like, the Jets or something like that. And he ends up getting traded and then had his career in Denver.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, John Elway is my boy, though. I love me some John Elway.
Yeah, there's a really good 30 for 30 about the whole John Elway, like, trade. It's, like, I think it's, like, 2 hours, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Talks about it and stuff. So, like... When Deshaun first requested this thing, there were rumors that he, you know, didn't like it. It made Cal McNair look bad because he can't manage, you know, your quarterback. With this league is nothing but quarterback play, you know. And it made Deshaun Watson look good. But now I see that sort of flipping. Now that he's, like, formally requested a trade, he just wants out. He doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, it's slowly creeping back into, like, the Houston's favor.
Wow. You think so?
To where, like it's making Deshaun Watson look bad instead of beforehand where he was looking good. Now it just kind of makes him look petty.
Oh, well, yeah, I get what you mean. Like, on the surface, that's what the fans are going to think, that that he just wants out. But I honestly think... And I think I kind of talked to Chris about this a little bit. Like, everyone was kind of like, you know, O'Brien had too much control and this and that. And, you know, you think it'd run better, or you think it'd run worse, whatever, right? I always think that, like, yeah, it takes like one guy to like mess up the whole thing, but I think that they had like a really horrible problem, like, in the whole cohesiveness of their team when it comes to coaching, their players, everything. Like, they had it all kind of mixed up. And I think the organization should have got with Watson because he's a great player. Like, he's got a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. They should have just been like, yo, who do you want, man? Like, who do you want to be your coach? And we'll go get that for you. Like, we're gonna show that we care for you and we want you as our, you know, franchise quarterback and this and that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, maybe.
And that's where, like, and that's where the issue lies, is because of the fact that and Deshaun Watson got upset that they didn't come to him about who would be the GM.
Well, they said that Deshaun Watson would have input, which I find kind of strange, especially for like a GM position. Like,
I would understand.
I would rather him, you know, I could understand him with like the QB coach or the OC, maybe the head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But not for the GM. Like, I don't think a quarterback needs to go out picking GMs.
No.
Yeah. And
that doesn't make sense.
And apparently, whenever they were selecting the GM and the head coach, Cal McNair said, hey, we're going to have Deshaun Watson on, like, the little board committee or whatever to look for him. And whenever Deshaun Watson put in his recommendations, apparently none of them were, like, selected. Mm-hmm. And I guess he felt, like, betrayed by that, which just seems really petty.
So I do get both ends of it. I do see how Deshaun Watson does want to be heard. Again, if he's your franchise quarterback, he's your guy. He's the guy that you want to stick with. He's the guy you guys want to try to win a Super Bowl.
He's the guy who can win a Super Bowl.
Like, exactly. Sure. But of course his voice should be heard, but at the same time, I don't feel like again, he needs to decide the GM again. Offensive coordinator, QB coach, head coach, let him have an input.
Yeah.
Let him say what he needs to say. He's still – I would understand this more if it was like a Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady is a world-class quarterback. Like, he should have as much say as possible. He's
the GOAT.
He took the Patriots, and that can be said now. He took the Patriots
exactly,
all those Super Bowls, not Belichick. But anyways, A player like him deserves to say, but I mean, I don't feel like Watson is still at that level yet. Cause again, the Texans haven't had a consistently good season for a few years. And that's just the outside looking in. I'm not a huge Texan fan. I know y'all are. I have my own worries with the Cowboys. So
Houston's made the playoffs, like, I think 6 out of 10 times, you know?
Yeah. Like that string of like 2012, to 2 years ago, our defense was, you know, top in the league. We had a really good defensive line. J.J. Watt was an MVP candidate all those years, you know. And we had Matt Schwab or Ryan Mallett, which I was cheering for Ryan Mallett secretly, but he turned out he sucked. And then the Brock Osweiler crap, whenever Bill O'Brien was like, oh yeah, totally, he beat the Patriots in the playoff game like 10-3, so yeah, totally, right. Oh gosh, y'all really oh my god, y'all are jerks.
I got that Harambe skin on, dude.
And
you know,
I guess what I can understand is you don't want to be a part of a rebuild. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I think that's where he's at.
There's only like 5 or 6 teams where you're not going to be a part of like a genuine rebuild. Places that Deshaun Watson has openly named where he wants to go are like the Jets. Really? The Jets are a dumpster fire. The Miami has Tua, and they're going to stick with him.
I don't know. There have been reports saying they might not stick with Tua.
Really?
Yeah. But that can be a discussion elsewhere. Continue.
And so other candidates maybe like in a win now situation, he could go to something like Carolina, with Matt Rhule, and Matt Rhule's a really good quarterback developer.
I mean, that's where, you know, Clemson, you know, that's where.
Yeah. Like that's like his hometown, So I could see it maybe going there, and they have enough pieces to win. Jeez. But I don't know about like a Super Bowl.
I think that like what wins championships is, and I mean, and you were talking about Brady.
Yeah.
And you talk about Brady and Belichick's relationship. That's what wins championships. That's what gets you into the playoffs, you know, not like the GM or anything like that, you know?
Yeah. Like, GM just puts pieces and worries about like contracts and cap space.
Yeah. And that's why I think they should, like, the GM should have worked with Deshaun, you know, and who knows if Deshaun even wanted to go or, you know, wanted to take that offer or anything, but get him the right, you know, get him the right coach, get him the right, or, you know, strategy that way, and then you're going to have a great team. I mean, you've already made the playoffs, and they're not in trouble or anything like that. They've made the playoffs like 6 times out of 10, I think.
Yeah, and they only needed to win one divisional game, and they would have won the play. Like, they would have been in as a wild card.
You know, like, they're top team, especially in the AFC, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, like, that whole situation is becoming more and more awkward. And less in favor of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I agree with you there.
And on the Cowboys side, they have a pretty interesting dilemma. Would you re-sign Dak Prescott?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's oof. I
don't know. Yeah,
I still think Dak is like a quality quarterback.
I was gonna do it to you. I still was winding up. I thought I was done.
I think so too, and I think that with Kellen Moore there, because I'll be the biggest Kellen Moore fan ever.
Yeah, maybe.
I think everybody is, dude. As an offensive coordinator to come off being like the backup QB, I think he was like even third.
He was the backup to him, yeah.
like to come out and be the offensive coordinator now, and not only that, he's smart. He's a smart offensive coordinator. I don't think the offense was an issue. I think missing Dak was an issue for us.
I think, the injuries to the O-line were bad. Your defensive front still needed a little bit more work. Van Der Esch and the other guy, the other linebacker, who's always hurt, like his knee's always messed up. Who am I thinking about? Like, y'all have good, like, linebacking core and an okay up front, and then it's just your safeties are old. They're like the tech, like, your safeties are old, they're slow. They aren't good at tackling in space.
Heard.
So I think.
See, I think there's more to worry about with the Cowboys because they've had playoff issues.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Is that your would, name? Would y'all want to go out and sign Matthew Stafford?
No. Maybe. No. I think the best bet is to just re-sign Dak.
Compared to paying Dak 30-something a year to taking Matthew Stafford's $24 million.
But the thing is with Stafford is he's, I don't know. I kind of feel like he's on the down decline right now.
Mm. He's still a decent 4,000 yards.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I would still think all in all, we would just pay Dak and keep Andy Dalton as backup.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best bet. Just in my opinion, because Dak again is a quarterback, just like Deshaun was to the Texan. Dak is a guy that we have already seen what he can do. We know what he's capable of. All the issue is right now is us trying to get a contract with him. Like I feel like the best bet would just to be re-sign him. And also we already just signed Zeke, so we don't have to worry about that for a little bit. We re-signed Amari Cooper, who's also a phenomenal wide receiver, and he's still fairly young. Like, let's bring Dak in, and we have three fairly young players. I think they're all like 27 or 28 right now.
You got a young team. You have a good receiving core for sure. You probably have like a top 10 receiving core.
Yeah. I say let's re-sign Dak, and then let's try to run it back again.
What I still wish for is that like the Texans or the Cowboys would have signed Lincoln Riley out of Oklahoma to be the next head coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do Kirby challenge, yo.
Ooh, let's all do right. it. I will be Blue Kirby.
So to bring this back, what do you guys think about the fact that Tom Brady, who is in a Super Bowl, has done it without Belichick? So the whole thing is, you guys obviously know the relationship with Belichick and Tom Brady is what got
it's definitely something special
to the Super Bowl so many times. But
yeah,
and everybody was always saying Belichick was the greatest coach. Tom Brady is a system player.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're seeing him in Tampa Bay doing his thing with him and Gronkowski, his bro.
A year early than expected.
Yeah, everybody thought it'd take him 2 years, 2 to 3 years to go back to the Super Bowl. He did it the same year he got signed.
It's crazy. I definitely so I listened to there's a local Austin sports radio station called The Horn. It's a really good radio station. But they have a former running back coach there who hosts the show in the mornings, and he always says that talent will eventually outweigh coaching. That coaching is you put your player in the best position to succeed, and then that player executes and performs and succeeds. Yeah. So I think with Brady, that's a clear example of it. Like, I still think Belichick will go down as the best coach ever for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think it discredits his talent as well. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it discredits him as much as people would want to think.
I think Brady is just, I mean, he's a performer in himself, you know? Like
I mean, I think if he wins, it'll 100% make him the GOAT. Like, but you could have all the debates about, you know, who you want to be, you know, who would be the best quarterback ever, and you have to put Brady in there.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think he was already. You know what? So listen, I like this I like this narrative that the Super Bowl is setting.
Yeah,
I haven't been watching, following the NFL very closely. Probably as closely as you guys, but this Super Bowl, this narrative is actually dope. It's Tom Brady and Mahomes. You know, that's
Patrick Mahomes.
That's what you're going to be paying attention to, basically, right? Like,
oh yeah,
it's basically the greatest quarterback of all time against.
The future greatest quarterback of all time.
That's what it is. It's Tom Brady. Cool. It's Tom Brady future against Tom Brady past, essentially. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a deeper narrative there. It's does Brady win it and basically show because didn't Breeze just retire and
Philip Rivers just retired. Breeze is on the fence, which he might retire. But he still has a lot of good. Like, he still has a really good team coming back. So
I think right before the game, he had an interview. He said, he said that he was going to. It was his last game, and then after the end of the game, I believe he was caught saying something like, "Well, he'll see. He'll have to talk to his family and everything." So there is a good chance that he will not, or he will return. I would say 50-50 at this point. There's no like clear answer. Thanks, Elijah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, but I feel like he should retire, to be honest. He's going to go so down as a great quarterback. He was one of the greatest.
He can't push the ball down the field anymore.
Yeah, I don't see him. And he's also been dealt injury after injury, dealing, you know, with nonstop injuries every season. That'll put him out for like a few games. So I don't know. I don't think it'd be beneficial to his body at this point.
So I think that's what is really crazy about this narrative is that Tom Brady, I mean, he's not the youngest guy in the league, obviously, and he's done this many years over. He's one of the oldest, exactly. So he either wins this thing and shows, hey, like all these older guys retiring, they could do this, you know, they could, but they're not, like, they're not doing it. They're retiring. They're giving up. Or you got Patrick Mahomes, which, I mean, if he wins it, it would be what, his second Super Bowl in a row?
Second in a row. Yeah.
So, and that would either, that would be Tom Brady winning and basically proving these guys retiring and being like, you guys should, you know, you guys could have kept in it, but you didn't. And if Mahomes wins, then it's, you know, it's basically ushering in this young athletic quarterback era, like, for sure. You know,
Lamar Jackson,
Patrick
Mahomes, Tua, if Tua can do something, Trevor Lawrence, who's coming in from Clemson next, Justin Fields.
I think we're at a really unique transition point from like these GOATs and Hall of Famers like Rivers, Breeze, Brady retiring. Ow!
Another one.
And then these like up and comers like Mahomes, Jackson, Justin Herbert might be coming up.
And we can't sleep on Baker Mayfield either. He stepped it up.
Baker, he took the Browns to the playoffs for the first time in 20-something years.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Like, this is like...
Like, Ben Roethlisberger's probably retiring. But dude, he did not look happy at all in that game.
No, and then also, like, the quarterbacks that have been here for a few seasons, like Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, like,
yeah,
it's going to be a large number of, like, younger quarterbacks, and it'll be nice to see how, like, this will go for, you know, X amount of years or how long they'll be playing, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's a really unique position that we're in as a generation for the NFL in terms of talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an added pressure to, not that he's probably feeling it, but like it's an added pressure to Brady that, hey, like can the older, more like veteran quarterback get the job done? Or is it time for, you know, like, it, you know, does he fit the mold with everyone else and like, oh, maybe he should retire? Because everyone's saying if he wins this one, he's probably retiring. And so,
see, I don't, I like, if he wins this one though, I feel like because of his ego, he kind of has that like Kobe mentality. It took Kobe a few years to like actually retire, even when he was on a decline. Like with Tom Brady, it's going to be that same thing. He's going to go in with the mentality that like, I win the Super Bowl. I can go a few more seasons to show all these young bucks how it's done, how I can keep playing and how I can beat them. Fresh, like that's what I think it's gonna
first
be.
Try basically, like first try, fresh new team. Might as well keep trying it.
Absolutely,
and that's why this matchup for the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Bucks, is so crazy. It's because, again, you have this young quarterback who's gonna be the greatest quarterback of our generation.
Oh yeah,
and he's going up against the current greatest quarterback right now, Tom Brady, and. The fact that they're playing against each other and they're going to be the ones to it's like Vegeta and Goku almost, you know, like Naruto and Sasuke sort of thing. Like,
yeah. And they're split too. So the four times they've met, they're 2-2.
Yeah.
It's like Goku and Trunks.
It's Goku and Trunks. Yeah.
It's like from the future. But he's like stronger.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. I can't wait for the Super Bowl. I'm super excited to see it. I wouldn't mind if Tom Brady won it, you know, because if he does retire afterwards, dude, let him go out with a ring. But also, like, Mahomes, if Mahomes wins back-to-back Super Bowl, what was it? Is this his second season, third season?
This is his third season, his second Super Bowl.
Yeah, if he wins.
He got to the AFC Championship against Brady in his first season.
Yeah, so let's.
Give him it's technically his fourth because he sat out one season.
Oh, okay, yeah, give him his.
Alex Smith was the QB.
Right.
Yeah, give him a second ring, dude. Patrick Mahomes has done everything he can. He deserves it. And also, dude, if you see those sideline videos of like him hyping up his team, consoling his team, and shit and stuff like that, like,
have you met?
This is a good guy, dude. Exactly. He's a good dude. He deserves to win. But
I always think about whenever he was at Tech. And the UT coach was Charlie Strong, RIP. And he was like, yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to try to minimize Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Pronounce his name, so he kept saying Mahomes. They always have a clip of him saying that.
I always think about that State Farm commercial. This is really awkward. Have you met my homie, Patrick Mahomes? Jeez.
But, anything better than that, guys. If he wins the Super Bowl, it'll defeat my narrative that if you're in commercials and doing stuff during your playoff run, you're gonna fail. Yeah. Like,
he already
Aaron Rodgers in the same commercials.
Well, I was gonna say,
going nowhere.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers win the Super Bowl though?
He won it in 2010.
Oh yeah, never mind.
His one Super Bowl in 2010.
Let's not forget Chris Paul.
But Mahomes is already
Mahomes
has already proved that wrong last year. Like, that's when State Farm commercials were like really good.
That's and true.
He even had like another one. I forgot what it was, but he had another.
It's the Head and Shoulders one.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Troy Polamalu.
Oh yeah, exactly. They like they have like a stare off or a hair off. Or
So yeah, so football is in a. I think football is in a good place right now.
This is the first Super Bowl that I'm like genuinely. Excited for it in like 3 years.
Yeah.
What was
outside of the Patriots, outside of
Falcons or something like that was awful. Or not the Falcons. It was like a super boring, slow game.
It was the Patriots Eagles was pretty nonchalant.
Yeah, there it is.
The last one I remember being like really hyped for was the 2015 Cam Newton and I think it was last year of Peyton Manning.
Okay, yeah.
That Super Bowl was I had a lot of build up for that and
yeah.
I think that was last time. But like this one, like I'm excited to watch.
Me too.
I think it'll be good. But that brings me to my favorite part of Super Bowls.
Ooh.
The prop bets.
Yeah.
Oh.
So prop bets are just bets that you bet on stupid stuff. And given our greedy nature, you can bet on pretty much every sort of prop bet nowadays. And you could do stuff like you can bet on the coin flip, which, of course, tails never fails.
Yeah,
true.
So, but other prop bets are like how long is the national anthem going to be, which you always take the over. I mean,
oh yeah, definitely.
They always drag it out.
Always.
But yeah, so you guys know I'm like an avid fan of MMA, so I like watching UFC, Bellator, all these other like promotional brands. So last weekend was the fight between Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor. And I'm sure you guys have heard of Conor McGregor. He's just from Ireland, I think.
Ireland.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Irish.
He has a huge whiskey business for.
Does he? I didn't know that.
Oh, does he own that whiskey that he promotes for?
Yeah, Proper 12 is his. It's his whiskey. So, you know, he's huge, and obviously he's known for his like being super like arrogant sometimes, or like he comes off as super cocky.
He throws air at a bus.
Yeah, he's a great fighter. So him and Dustin Poirier had their second fight last weekend, and so the first fight happened, and it was Conor McGregor won on knockout. So they originally were going to do this as a charity match. UFC wanted to hop on, so then they actually turned it into like an actual UFC event. And Dustin Poirier actually beat Conor McGregor in the second round. Sorry, I was paying attention.
Oh God, I wasn't paying attention. Death.
Yeah, it's me dying.
So there was a lot of anticipation that he was going to take it, like that McGregor was going to take it again.
Yeah. So he was the favorite to win. Dustin Poirier was the underdog. So the fight happened, and let me tell you first. Again, Conor McGregor is known for being outlandish in press conferences. He calls out everybody. Yeah. Him and Khabib Nurmagomedov. They would butt heads. Khabib is one of the greatest lightweight fighters in the world. They constantly butt heads. He actually was Conor was throwing his stuff at the bus that Khabib was in because
Khabib attacked one of his teammates.
Yeah. And so that whole thing happened. But,
oh God, I'm going to get wrecked.
There was a lot of hype, but the press conference happened before the fight. And within that fight, or like during the press conference, everybody was super friendly. Like it was super crazy to see Conor McGregor like actually being nice and like complimenting Dustin Poirier. And they actually even gave each other like their own brand, like because Dustin Poirier has a hot sauce. He gave him like a free hot sauce thing to try. Like it was super friendly, and so Conor was like, everybody was kind of shocked to see. So like nice and genuine about, you know, the fight. And so the day of the fight came and Conor looked good for being out for like a year. Conor looked good. Dustin looked good. It looked like in round one, Conor was actually going to win, but
my input is lagging.
But in the second round, Dustin Poirier actually knocked him out it was just a nice little hook. It was a nice little fight to see. So I watched it with my brother and it was pretty interesting. Nice. To watch. I was hoping Dustin Poirier would win, and I'm glad he did. But dude.
McGregor, honestly, I don't like how he is. I just don't like how arrogant he is.
That's just racist, dude, because he's Irish.
Oh gosh.
But I love Conor McGregor. Even it being outlandish,
he seems to do that.
No. He seems to have changed now, so he's a lot different. But
humbled.
Yeah, a lot more humble. But now
I just think if you're a fighter or really just any sort of professional athlete and you like you're on the cusp of retiring and that idea of it is in your head, I think it's you have to go with your retirement because you're not going to be that successful.
Oh, well, the thing is he's not thinking about retiring, and also he's still 32.
Like there's still old in athlete time.
Nah, not for UFC. There are a ton of fighters that are, you know, over 35 that are fighting still.
Really?
Yeah. So I still feel like he has a few more fights to go, and like he could still be good. But I mean, I think he needs to drop down to.
Pretty good. I played a little bit of him.
I think he needs to drop down to a weight division, and then he'll be at his like prime again. And like,
I think so too. I think he keeps trying to get big.
Yeah, that light, the light heavyweight, is not for him. Or, I mean, not the light heavyweight, the lightweight. I feel like he needs to drop down to like featherweight or something.
Yeah, let's
do the Jigglypuff challenge, yo.
So, but that was all that happened in MMA. It was a pretty good fight. Oh, also ESPN went down halfway through, though.
Oh, sounds like ESPN.
ESPN Plus, dude. Oh, they were struggling.
I hate ESPN Plus. I hate it and I love it.
Yeah.
It's not as wide variety as I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
You can watch the Southern Conference basketball game. I mean, where else are you going to watch that?
I don't watch it anyways.
You don't watch the Citadel basketball? Come on.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you're right. I probably should watch it.
Dude, speaking of basketball, though, UT's actually looking really good.
Oh, hey, as I'm wearing the Texas shirt.
Heard. It's we're ranked fifth in the nation. We did suffer a stupid loss against Oklahoma. So, a one-point loss to Oklahoma, which is annoying. But we were supposed to have a game tonight against Kentucky, and I was going to sit down and watch it and be like, all right, let's do this. And it got canceled.
Jeez.
Shaka Smart got COVID. And Shaka Smart's growing out his hair. And
really?
Yeah. I was watching them play. Oh, man. I think it was Kansas. And I was like, who is that? Like who's that guy yelling? And I was like, that can't be Smart. It's Shaka Smart.
Totally him. Wow.
Yeah. And I just, I like the more intimidating bald head look of him.
Yeah, I like that better too. It looks more fresh.
Chris, we gotta change the outfits. We gotta go home.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be. Oh God, I actually already messed up.
No, you're a little darker.
No, you are.
No.
Yes. I'm 100%.
So, all right. So, there's been a lot of news on, like in the movie realm that I wanted to talk to y'all about.
Yeah.
They released the Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong trailer.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty cool. I still haven't seen
the King of Monsters movie. I have not.
I know. I need it.
Val has seen it. We haven't. She says it's really good. So we're going to watch it sometime soon.
So the thing is that the release date that it was originally set for was March 25th or 6th or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so I discovered that there was an issue with that because that's when
you tried. To... I did. I was gonna just float on top.
Oh, what the heck!
See, so, how can you do that?
You just gotta.
Oh, what the heck!
Oh, he tried.
No!
Oh, I missed.
What's going on? What
is I found this? That there was a discrepancy with, or not a, like, something suspicious about the release date they set for Kong because it was literally a day after they planned to release the Snyder Cut. And
oh, yeah, because it's coming to HBO Max, is it not?
Yeah, so they're both coming to HBO Max. But, like, the original plan was the Snyder Cut had the slot for, like, the 25th, and then they announced that. The Godzilla vs. Kong. Nice, there you go.
I did
Godzilla
it.
Godzilla vs. Kong would come out a day after, which, like, if you're a streaming service, you have no way to track, you know, how many new subscribers you gain for what movie you just released, you know, because they come out And you don't know, you know, it just, and then also, I mean, Godzilla vs. Kong is more of an international film too. Like a lot of people, you know, around the world love that.
Yeah, property. Japanese are pretty big on Godzilla.
So you kind of, I guess it suggests that they were kind of trying to eclipse the Snyder Cut a little bit, you know, like it was kind of weird. It was kind of suspicious on like Warner Brothers, in that kind of way. So that,
that was perfectly timed.
You got that toe of justice. So that's kind of weird. And
I actually think it's good on Warner Brothers' part to start rounding up all these movies that aren't going to make it into a theater.
Yeah.
They're doing that with Kong. They do it with a couple other movies too.
So what they did was they actually ended up changing the release date for Kong to the 31st, and then the Snyder Cut's coming out on the 18th of March. So, like, we finally have a release date. Well, what I'm worried about, and I feel like this is kind of like this underlying, I don't know, it's like an underlying, not in, like a disinterest in the Snyder Cut from Warner Brothers themselves.
They might be.
Like, I feel like they kind of just, they hate it a little bit, and like if you follow it closer, like deeper, like I have, I'm not gonna get it like too far into it. You can tell that there's some, like animus.
Conspiracy.
So they finally have a release date, and what I'm worried about is Kong got their trailer out. They got their final trailer out already, and it comes out later on in March, and we're not gonna get the Snyder Cut's trailer until like February 14th. Its final trailer, which is like just around a month before its release.
Oh, I thought they already released the trailer.
Yeah, they released one trailer, but like they're working on like the final, like the big trailer, the with the release date involved and all that stuff. Because the trailer was kind of just like a teaser, like a hype thing. It didn't have a release date, didn't have, you know, this and that. So yeah, like I guess I'm just nervous because I don't want its marketing to be hindered and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I feel like Warner Brothers, well, AT&T overall, mm-hmm. is still having, they're not getting the numbers that they really want with HBO Max, mm-hmm. and I feel like they're putting a lot of trepidation, not a lot, but like I think that they are scared that the movie is not going to perform as well as they think.
Yeah.
Especially with all the turmoil that's been going on with the DCEU and all that stuff. I think that they are hesitant about it because they don't think the movie is going to be that good. And so, yeah. You know, you always cover it up with that's why you release stuff in the winter months, yeah. January, February, March, because that's when the least people go to the movies. So
like it's complicated because like there's so many different areas of the company, like AT&T oversees everything.
Yeah,
I feel like they support the cut of Justice League. I feel like they do support it. Warner Media, which is the overseer of HBO Max,
yeah,
the new platform that they're actually releasing on, I think they support it. But then there's Warner Brothers Pictures, and they're the like part. They have the CEO that oversees like pretty much all of the DC decisions and stuff like that too.
Yeah,
like, it's complicated. But they did come out and say that HBO Max like reached a certain amount of subscriberships like way sooner than they thought it would reach it, which is kind of cool. I mean, that's good. But I do think that like Warner Brothers, like actually Warner Brothers, I think that Warner Media, HBO Max, AT&T, they appreciate the property itself of the Snyder Cut. It's just that, oh my gosh.
Get wrecked. Don't hurt me. Oh God. Yoshi. I
think that like there's still this weird disinterest or actually an interest in not promoting that movie, or
yeah,
I guess just getting rid of it as soon as that's it. I'm coming for you.
I didn't know I was gonna do that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I definitely think like the whole structure for AT&T and Warner Media is convoluted.
It definitely is. There's like, so many like different like properties and ways to release,
and they're all and they're all trying to get consolidated into HBO Max.
Yeah,
and we've seen, you know, the comics division for DC, they've suffered a lot of layoffs. They're going and buying other properties like Crunchyroll and just trying to sell them off. They get rid of like what they don't see as profitable or popular, you know, entities. You know, we saw with Rooster Teeth last year. So they're just trying to cut everything, and I really do think that's what they're trying to do. So that's why I don't like I'm still scared about HBO Max in terms of like the DC content that it'll produce.
Yeah,
because I feel like they don't have faith in it outside of like just maybe some more movies.
So you know what? And that's exactly why I brought this up, dude. Like, you are spot on, because I think that the most potential they have is with the Snyder Cut, because they're bringing in Darkseid, because they're bringing in all these other, you know, characters
they're
and stuff.
Making changes for the better, for sure.
Yeah, like Snyder Cut is like a gold mine in regards to like content, basically. Like, and that's why I'm worried, because this isn't a one like a one and done movie where the plot's resolved. Oh God, like there's definitely room for more than one, you know. And like you can expand upon the Darkseid story and all that stuff. It was supposed to be a 3-part arc of Justice League. So, and that's what brings me to this point that I even think it was Ben Affleck who said it. He said that Kevin Feige is like literally the best producer in Hollywood.
Right now. Ooh, yeah, for sure.
That was great.
Bangers.
So he was the best producer in Hollywood, and I have to like 100% agree, dude, because he knows what the people want, dude. Like what the fans want.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like if you think about it, like you can criticize the movies and stuff. Like I'm critical of the movies and like the you know, the vibes it gives off, like the actual storytelling and things like that, the character arcs and stuff like that. But they gave us the best, like, whatever Endgame thing, like the whole saga of Infinity War, that's like the best thing.
They gave us the best way, because I think for me is, and this goes into like a whole bunch of different fields about military structure, about business structure, about, you know, even just like even if you're just like as a family household, like there needs to be a single entity overlooking everything. Kevin Feige is the single entity overlooking the MCU. DCEU, there's nothing like that.
No.
There's a corporate board. There's like, oh, there's a bunch of properties out there. Let's try to combine them the best we can. And you can't do that.
Yeah, there's too many people with their fingers in the pie, you know?
Exactly. Like there's not a single entity that's overlooking the entire creative vision or storyboard of what they're trying to do.
Right.
And it makes a far less interesting product. Story model suffers. You know, everything falls to the wayside.
And that's totally why I agree with you, what you said. I think Kevin Feige, dude, is like the man. He is giving us all this stuff and he understands what the fans want from it. And he has this whole vision, and I think like DC does not have that. The Warner Brothers does not have it, and it's just that's what worries me the most.
Like, why don't they just like find someone? I mean, you're not gonna find Kevin Feige, but find someone like that, or even just have Snyder just overtake it all, which he's not going to do.
Like, they're not gonna let him do that. They're already moved on from that vision. They don't like. They've never even let him have his vision in the first place. That's the thing. They're so manipulative and they're so intrusive. Like, they were already manipulating Batman v Superman, even Man of Steel too. Like those could have been completely different movies if they just allowed him to do his thing.
Yeah,
They always have to intervene for some reason, and that's the problem. So I actually watched the WandaVision, like the first three episodes. Have y'all watched
it? Oh, God, I haven't watched it yet. I need to.
No, I haven't either.
Dude, it goes extreme. Like, it's so for what we were talking about how superhero properties should be made. Like, they don't have to be all action and stuff.
Yeah.
The first three episodes, at least, are like a sitcom. It's like a 60s, 70s sitcom.
Yeah. See, that's great.
Completely different genre of superhero storytelling thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is like, I appreciate it. It was a little, you know, it was corny. Like, Emily's been on a Golden Girls trip, you know, like she's been watching that for a little while. And, oh gosh. And she literally watched it right before we watched WandaVision. So, like, she finished one episode and then we start watching WandaVision, and it was literally the same thing. Like, it was this weird, like, 70s, 60s sitcom comedy, like, really corny sketches and stuff. But it had this, like, underlying tone that, like, there was something weird happening, you know, in the MCU thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, I would appreciate that, man. Dang.
Yeah. Like, I want it to maybe even tie into the next Doctor Strange that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's going to explore the multiverse a lot more. And I wish they would see the success that WandaVision is having and say, hey, you know, let's go back to that idea of the Doctor Strange and being like a psychological horror, psycho thriller type thing, you know? Yeah.
That's true.
Because that was the original director's intent, but then they're changing it up a little bit.
Feige did say he wasn't going to do that, or he didn't want that.
Yeah, which, I mean, I think you could absolutely do that, though, and still be a really successful movie, you know? Yeah.
But, dude, I don't know. It was like they heard us, dude.
Just standing there, you little electric mouse.
I'm. This is my, like, second time playing this character, so.
It's weird.
Is a very weird character. So yeah, I was like, I was shocked. They like listened to us. They listened to our podcast. Like,
they did. Our 1,500 hits. Thank you to everybody for that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We heavily influenced that.
100%.
I need to watch WandaVision, dude. I still need to watch the second season of Mandalorian, but that's a whole different story.
I still need to watch the first episode of Mandalorian.
Yeah, me too.
But I feel like I already know the whole plot just due to everyone talking about it. So, you know, there is that.
Baby Yoda's not actually Yoda.
Yeah.
I know. It's Grogu.
I thought it was like a prequel, honestly.
Gosh, get your Star Wars timelines right. You call yourself a geek?
Dude.
Scoff.
Oh, I walked into that one. Oh, no, I did it.
Pikachu!
Oh, that was dumb.
Death chose you.
Pikachu.
But yeah. Well, anything else we want to wrap up, talk about? Anything else we got going on?
Oh, can I tell you guys this funny story?
Only if it's funny.
Okay, so... and and we mentioned it this earlier this morning when we were texting. Good morning. So, so typically Thursdays, for everybody wondering, we all meet up and like we go over things, how we want to do it, the kind of structure, and then afterwards, maybe sometimes we'll play Call of Duty. Sometimes we'll kind of just hang out and chat. But Elijah and I ended up playing Call of Duty afterwards. And so we were playing, Val was in the same room as Elijah.
Yeah.
And so she could hear him talk. And so we were communicating back and forth. And I had said something to Elijah. I said, I'm going, like, we were just communicating how we would in COD, super formal. And he goes, I forgot what he said. He goes, you got it, boo. And for a minute, we like, there was like this brief moment where everybody, including like me, Val, and Elijah, just like registered it. And all you could hear is me and Val just burst out laughing. And Elijah's like, I don't know why I said that. I didn't mean to call you that.
I meant to say, bro, I was looking at Val. I've never called Val my boo either.
I don't know.
Well, say it's probably just like a slip because he calls Val that all the time, but I guess not.
I that's what I thought too. I'm just now, no, I didn't know he doesn't do that, but it was the funniest thing because there's a brief moment where everybody just kind of registered it. And all you hear is, I could hear Val laughing. I don't know if she could hear me laughing, but we just crack up laughing. And like, there's a moment, there's a silence for Elijah. You can't really hear him. And you could tell he's just like, what did I just say? Oh, like, yeah. You know how you like, you contemplate what you just said and you're just like, yeah. Why did I say that? Yeah. That was a lot.
And Val was like, I know he's your work husband. It's okay.
Well, ex-work husband.
That's true. Ex-work husband.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. we just had a little laugh about it. But
I was just like, I've never called anyone boo in my life outside of maybe, like, as a joke.
We're not like, we're not that fly enough to call anyone boo. You know, I don't even call anyone boo. I don't think I ever called a boo. Or maybe I tried and I was like, oh, definitely not.
Oh,
see that, dude? The early.
No, I grabbed you first. Come on.
That's what she said.
Yes. Yo, after this, we should run Jigglypuff challenge, but only rests and sing.
Gotcha.
And I think that would make for great content.
Okay. Ow. I think Sheik not hitting me would make for great content.
Hey.
Ah!
Got him. I think me rolling around like this and then hitting somebody with it.
Oh, I hit a shield.
Would make for great content.
Dude. Yeah, like I don't like, but what it did get me thinking about was like the pet names that I do call Val, and yeah. I don't. My options are pretty limited.
You think so?
Well, yeah. I'm not like a biggest pet name person. Yeah. You know, like I say, love a lot. I don't like Babe.
You don't
like I do say it, though. I'm not like the biggest. I always think of Babe pick in the city, and you know,
yeah, that's
I don't want someone to be misconstruing if they're a big Babe pick in the city fan like I am.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, why are you calling her a pig?
Yeah, that's the first thing everybody thinks of. You're right. Sorry.
I mean, that's just right. Everyone thinks about that.
I call Emily Baby Girl like in a really thick. Like Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
Baby girl. You know? And she likes it.
I mean, it works. It works.
Just kidding.
For me and Emily used to respond to that all the time.
Oh, yeah. You also did respond to it, which is kind of
weird. But that's what I do. That's what I do.
Be like, baby girl. And then I'd hear two yeses and I'd be like,
fudgesicles.
Ooh.
Trying to be crafty.
I had a fudgesicle.
I'm not a big fudgesicle fan.
They're kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like formed ice cream. Like, what are you trying to be, ice cream or a popsicle? Oh, come on.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Somebody's going to sleep. Nope. I guess not. Yeah, everyone just goes right here. Fine.
Dude, I'm not. I don't like fudgesicles that much.
Yeah, I prefer the creamsicles, honestly. Like the.
My favorite one is like that Sunday Crunch Bar thing. Where's my jump? Okay. Sunday Crunch Bar is probably like my favorite like ice cream bar. Like
The chocolate on the, but like the crunchy chocolate.
It's got a weird thing. Yeah. Yeah, they have a chocolate one, they have a strawberry one, it's really good.
Yeah.
And then I realized they started like they sell those like in the ice cream place. So like whenever me and Val get ice cream, like that's what I go to. That or like the cookie sandwich.
Oh, okay.
I always enjoyed those.
Y'all get that TikTok of, like, because I get it on YouTube. I get a bunch of TikToks on YouTube, and I hate it.
It's probably because I keep sending them to you, my bad. Yeah, probably. I'll stop sending them.
So,
I'll be the one with the bow. Like, all right. The bow.
Yeah, I'm the one with the cool little hat, so don't pick that. I'm just kidding. So it's like, here's how you make an ice cream cake or whatever, and they put like they put 20 ice cream sandwiches as a layer, and then like whipped cream, and then another 20 ice cream sandwiches as a layer, and then like icing on top. Have you seen that?
No.
It looks kind of cool, like putting all those ice cream sandwiches together to make the actual cake.
Normal. Cool.
Oh,
well, yeah, dude, I was worried because I didn't know what y'all meant with like hat, because they all have a hat on, so I didn't know, I couldn't differentiate the difference.
Okay, so only up bees and only down bees. Up okay. bee is the thing, up down bee is the rest.
Can we move?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, you can move.
No, you cannot move, Chris. You have to say.
Oh god. Just
ah. I thought you can't. Wait, can you hit?
Well, yeah, so that's up B. That makes you go to sleep, but if you do the down B, that's what makes the rest. And you have to land it right on the character for it to actually do the thing.
Like, gotta be like inside the box. It is like a one hit KO.
Yeah, it'll if you're at a decent percent, you have to. Yeah, there you go. You gotta be like Oh, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Ow!
I hate this.
Come on!
Oh, dang it. What the heck? And then you just... Chris is just like...
I hate this, dude. I feel like I'm going too high.
Yeah, you're going way too high,
bro. Oh, I got him.
There you go. There you go.
I got it now.
But it makes you vulnerable a little bit, though, so...
Jeez. A little flower.
Oh, I'm out.
No!
Oh, dang it. What? I missed.
Oh, baloney.
How'd y'all have so many lives?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, hit me.
Okay.
Hit me in the face with the side B. There you go. That's fine. Dude, we're like...
What the heck? Alright, so one thing I do gotta complain about, though, is...
Oh, dang it. I can't do it right now. Alright, hit me in the face.
I won't. I'll be the gentleman. Ow!
No.
There it is.
What were you complaining about?
Oh. What was I going to play around? Oh, Burger King.
Dude, I have plenty of things to complain about Burger King.
Like, I always, like, I don't know. Like, I prefer Burger King over McDonald's, like, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate this.
It's one of those places where you don't go for customer service.
It's a hit or miss.
It really is.
Wait, no, no. What is it?
Oh, sorry.
High risk, low reward.
Yeah. And so I go there last night after Magic, and I'm like I'm not expecting the best, you know, and so I order and stuff, and this lady's like, okay, and I can pull around, and at the window she's like, we ain't got no ice, and I was like, that's okay.
Why do you always get those people that like
don't
say hello? They just say, we don't got this.
Yeah. I know, they sound so aggressive.
Yeah. She was. I don't know why. Like, I'm usually a nice, pleasant person, someone who's worked in that industry before. You know, like, I'm not going to be rude and stuff. So I was just like, okay, that's fine. I usually don't get ice anyways. So yeah. Then she's like, we ain't got no chicken fries. We're going to give you a refund.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you could have at least offered me some nuggets, at least. I would have taken the nuggets.
Yeah, like, at least double the quantity of chicken nuggets per chicken fry, and then I'll be
exactly.
You know? Like, give me twice as much.
And give me, like, 17 ranches.
Yeah, that's true.
And I get my order, and I get the Bacon King, which is, like, what everyone should get there. And it was all right. It was decent. But, like, they didn't give me any of the ranch. I don't know if they gave me the refund. They were, like, four people at the register all talking. And so they did something with, like, reinserting the card and, like, swiping stuff and touching stuff. So who knows? I mean, I probably got COVID from that whole conversation.
Oh, my
so.
Gosh.
they made noises in replace of the machine. You're like, beep, boop, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yep, you charge your card.
Yeah. And then I go to put my drink on top of the car and get my backpack and stuff. And I forgot it was there. And I close the door and the Coke just falls over. So. That was my Burger King experience last night, and I got home and I was telling Val, I was like, hey, if I ever want Burger King,
just say no
and
punch me in the throat before I even think about the burger.
Yeah, which is sad because I think I love the Burger King fries. I love the chicken fries. I love Burger King has the potential to be good, but they're just shitty. And that was my experience last night.
Jeez.
Like, it confirmed it last night.
Yeah.
And then a long time ago, when we first moved here, I ordered Burger King off of Grubhub or DoorDash or whatever. And it took like an hour and a half. And by the time the guy got there, like, apparently he was at the restaurant for like 30 minutes. And he finally gets to the house and he's like, yeah, dude, Burger King sucks. Like, I was there forever and they never made your order. And I was like, yeah, it happens.
Yep, they had to tell him. Anyways.
Part of that club for a long time, by the
way. Yeah. I just hold on hope.
Yeah.
They're still better than McDonald's, though. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyways, anybody have anything else to add? Any final thoughts, church announcements, anything?
No, not really. Who do y'all have winning the Super Bowl?
I have the Chiefs.
In what?
What do you mean in what?
Like score wise.
You gotta go round score. Three. It's a knockout round three. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go Chiefs. It's going to be a high scoring game. I'm going to say like 51-37 or something.
Jeez.
I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
In a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All right.
I have faith.
Record scores.
All right. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What about you, Daniel?
I think I think Brady might take it. I think the Bucks might take it.
Yeah. We're so used to saying the Patriots.
Yeah, I think they might actually take it. I'll say like, let's see. I'll say 21-28.
Mm, okay.
20, yeah.
Bucks. See, I'm doing that thing, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. But I'm going to go 28-24.
Okay, 28-24.
Okay. Yeah. Although there are two prop bets for whoever scores first and whoever scores in the first 5 minutes.
So, I say Bucks score first.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Yeah, I say Bucks score first and they score in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, who wins coin toss?
Chiefs. I'm going to go Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah. Yeah. What I hope for, though, is actually for Mike Evans to have a good game. I like Mike Evans a lot.
He's a good dude. Super humble wide receiver. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He deserves it. But, yeah. Anyways, on that note, this has been another episode of the Thought Arcade. Thank you for watching us play Super Smash Bros. As we attempted Jigglypuff. We'll get better with Jigglypuff. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll be here next Saturday again with some good conversations, a nice little kickback while we play some more games. So be sure to share, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. This has been another episode of the Thought Arcade.
Prison mates, whatever you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Write a prisoner.
If you're in prison listening to us,
shout out. Love you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this has been another episode of the Thought Arcade. So thank you. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Thank you for listening to the Thought Arcade. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review. We air the show live every Saturday at 11 a.m. on our Facebook page. But you can find us everywhere. We're on YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in the Thought Arcade. Now go be great.